An interesting symposium that was held at the Harvard Club yesterday, an all-day symposium titled Bonds and Blackboards, Investing in Charter Schools. And it was a meeting basically of hedge fund types sponsored by the Gates Foundation and by the Walton Foundation. Of the Walmart family, basically enticing more investors to begin to see how they can make money off of charter schools. An all-day symposium was a small protest of parents outside. But it really has marked the enormous change that's occurred in New York politics and I think around the country as a new report showed that hedge fund executives over the last decade have poured nearly $40 million into political contributions just in New York State. The prime beneficiary over the last few years has been Governor Cuomo, who's received almost $5 million. We're talking about Carl Icahn, you know, the famous corporate raider. We're talking about Paul Singer, the Vulture Fund hedge fund guy. We're talking about Julian Robertson of the Tiger of Tiger Management, some of the richest people in New York City. And they're also, most of them, also major backers of charter schools.
How do they make money from charter schools?
Well, that's, I think a lot of it now is going to be coming in with the facilities financing that's going to occur. Governor Cuomo pressed the legislature, for instance, in New York State, to begin providing what will be the equivalent of about $2,600 per child to build new facilities for charter schools, forcing Mayor de Blasio in New York City to share some of this cost. So there's going to be a new revenue stream in addition to direct funding from the state for per pupil education. There's now going to be a charter facilities fund that's been set up.